Hey there, Furtastic listeners. Welcome to the second episode of Dane's Delight. I'm your host, Yeti, the Great Dane, with a big heart and an even bigger appetite for life. Today, we're going to dive into why we Great Danes make the best pets on the planet. How do I operate the recording equipment, you ask? Well, that's between me and my very patient human assistant, who may or may not be getting paid in slobbery kisses. So grab a snack, get comfy, and let's get started. Today, we're talking about why Great Danes make fantastic pets, and who better to tell you than someone who is a Great Dane? I mean, I've got insider information here, people. This is like getting stock tips from Warren Buffett, except instead of making you rich, I'm going to make your life infinitely more entertaining and slightly more chaotic. Now, let's kick things off with our first fantastic feature, size matters. Need something from a high shelf? Boom, I'm your guy. Well, I can't get it for you because, you know, pause, but I can knock it down for you. Consider it a retrieval service with a 50% success rate and a 100% chance of something crashing to the floor. I once helped my human get a book from the top shelf of their bookcase. Granted, I knocked down about 12 other books in the process, but hey, the requested book was definitely among the casualties. Mission accomplished, right? You see, when you have a Great Dane in your home, it's like having a miniature horse lounging on your sofa. And let me tell you, nothing says I'm important quite like being greeted by a giant dog wagging its tail like a windmill. You'll turn heads when you walk me down the street. I mean, who wouldn't want to pet a dog that looks like it could play on the offensive line? And let's talk about cuddles. Oh boy, can we cuddle? You might think I'm too big for your lap, but trust me, I can make it work. My strategy? Sit on your feet and lean my whole 150-pound frame into you. It's like a warm, furry blanket that breathes and occasionally snores. Who needs a weighted blanket when you've got a Yeti? Now, let's address the elephant in the room, or should I say the giant dog in the room? Yes, we do eat a lot. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a gourmet dog, but I do enjoy my kibble paired with a nice side of steak. Just think of it as having a new roommate who's always hungry. A little extra budget for dog food means a little extra love in your life. Seriously, what's a few extra dollars when you're getting a cuddly giant with a heart the size of the great state of Texas, which is my home? Now, let's talk about guard duty. I may look like a gentle giant, seriously, I'm a walking teddy bear, but don't be fooled. I take my guarding responsibilities very seriously. If I hear a strange noise outside, I'll let you know with my deep, booming bark that sounds like a bear just stubbed its toe. Intruders beware. I may not chase you down, but I'll give you a good scare with my bark and my intimidating stature. I have never met a stranger I didn't immediately want to befriend. Just yesterday, the mailman came by, my daily nemesis turned best friend, and I greeted him with my typical enthusiasm. By typical enthusiasm, I mean I may have accidentally knocked over a potted plant in my excitement to say hello. But the mailman laughed. Well, after he picked himself up off the ground, but still, laughter. We also have something called Great Dane magic. I'm not talking about pulling rabbits out of hats here, though I could probably fit a few in my mouth. I mean the magical ability we have to make you feel like the most special human in the world. You see, Great Danes are just so loving and affectionate. When we look at you with those big, soulful eyes, it's like we're saying, "You're my favorite person, and I will protect you from all the squirrels in the world." And let's not forget our silly antics. You've got to love a dog that thinks it can fit into a tiny space when it clearly can't. I mean, my owner has a little dog bed that's made for a chihuahua, and now and then, I like to give it a shot. Spoiler alert, it's a tight squeeze. Watching me try to curl up in that bed is like watching a giraffe try to hide behind a bush. So, to sum it all up, Great Danes are the perfect blend of size, love, and a sprinkle of goofiness. Whether it's providing comfort, guarding your castle, or just being your furry best friend, we've got it all. That's all for today's episode of Dane's Delight. Remember, folks, if you're looking for a pet that brings joy, laughter, and a whole lot of love, you can't go wrong with a Great Dane. Until next time, keep the treats coming and the cuddles flowing. If you like our episode, you can send me treats or subscribe to our podcast. This is Yeti, signing off.